Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 22nd. At Electrek, we finally got our hands on a Tesla Model Y and tested it on a road trip as a first drive experience with the electric SUV. A big theme with the Model Y is that it's just a taller and slightly bigger Model 3. Of course, the two vehicles have very similar designs, and they also share about 70% of the parts. However, there are subtleties in the SUV compared to the sedan. One great relief is actually the trunk opening. The Model Y is equipped with a full hatch and features an impressive cargo storage capacity. We could easily fit luggage for four people for the weekend. The slightly higher off-ground clearance makes it a little easier to get in and out of the car. On the interior, the Model Y is extremely familiar. You would think that you're sitting in a Model 3, except for it feels a little more spacious thanks to the lack of a beam separating the glass roof. In ride characteristics, thanks to the low center of gravity enabled by the battery pack, the electric SUV is super stable and feels more connected to the road. The only complaint is that the suspension appears to be a little stiff in more spirited driving context. As for the road experience, this is the perfect electric car for a road trip. The level of comfort and cargo capacity you get in the relatively small package is impressive. The car has 316 miles of range based on an EPA rating, and you can easily get a good day of driving in without having to charge. After this first impression of the Model Y, it seems that Tesla executed brilliantly with the car. For more detailed information, you can watch the 16-minute video on Electrek's YouTube channel. Tesla brought back its deployable mobile pop-up store concept as it expands into Central Europe. Before Tesla started to expand its retail presence with brick-and-mortar stores, the automaker came up with a strategy to deploy mobile pop-up stores. Electrek first reported on the concept back in 2015, when Tesla had a very small retail footprint. And now we've learned that Tesla has opened up a pop-up store in Warsaw as the company expands into Poland, Hungary, Romania, and Slovenia. A YouTuber captured some footage of the store, and Tesla has a Model 3 in display at the location, and also they have a Powerwall. Inside the trailer, Tesla has the same design studio concept that you can find in a regular Tesla store. Elon Musk has secured the second tranche of his stock compensation plan, as the CEO is now worth over $2 billion in Tesla stock, and he eventually wants to use this to colonize the planet Mars. With the rapid increase in Tesla's stock price, the next milestone has already been achieved just months after the first tranche payout. At the current stock price, the new tranche is worth close to $2.1 billion. And since Elon Musk hasn't exercised his first tranche, he already has access to $4.2 billion in stock options from the current compensation plan. When asked on Twitter what he plans to do after this news, Musk replied, quote, "Essentially, long-term purpose of my Tesla stock is to help make life multiplanetary to ensure its continuance. The massive capital needs are in 10 to 20 years. By then, if we're fortunate, Tesla's goal of accelerating sustainable energy and autonomy will be mostly accomplished." BMW announced today that it is going to shut down its Munich factory for over a month in order to prepare for the production of its next electric car, the BMW i4. While it's not uncommon for automakers to have scheduled shutdowns in order to upgrade manufacturing lines, the announcement from BMW today is a bit surprising due to the length. Quote, "In preparation for production of the fully electric BMW i4, BMW Group Plant Munich will pause vehicle production for 6 weeks this summer." Plant director Robert Engelhorn commented on the remodel, saying, quote, "We are gearing up our Munich plant for the future. Once remodeling is finished, we will be able to produce vehicles with diesel, petrol, and hybrid drivetrains, as well as fully electric BMW i4s, all on the same line." BMW claims that the electric sedan is going to be able to achieve a range of 600 kilometers, or 373 miles, on a 80 kilowatt-hour battery. According to a new study from United Kingdom insurance company Direct Line, adjusted to the US dollar, of course, an electric vehicle's average lifetime ownership cost in the UK is $65,750 compared to $67,636 for an equivalent internal combustion car. This results in an annual savings of $132 per year. This is good news considering the UK will ban selling diesel and petrol cars starting in the year 2035. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Dutch government's Socioeconomic Council said in a July report that the Netherlands should phase out the use of biomass for generating electricity as soon as possible. The Council also says that the billions worth of subsidies intended for biomass combustion plants should be phased out as well, and companies who lose out should be compensated. According to Wang Bohua, vice chairman of China's Photovoltaic Industry Association, China's solar panel production industry appears to have skirted the negative impacts of COVID-19. He explained that the country produced 59 gigawatts worth of solar panels in the first half of 2020, and this is up 15.7% from 2019. London-headquartered energy giant BP has acquired full ownership of the 42,000-acre Fowler Ridge 1 wind farm located in Indiana. BP has bought half of the wind farm from Virginia-headquartered Dominion Energy, making it now the full owner. If you're curious, Fowler Ridge is about 30 miles northwest of Lafayette. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, in celebration of Razor turning 20 years old, the company is rolling out a series of new electric scooters that are tackling one of the biggest problems, those tiny wheels. The new electric Razor EcoSmart SUP electric scooter carries large 16-inch wheels with pneumatic tires. The stability of those large wheels is matched by a wide bamboo deck. The scooter also features a 350-watt motor, 15.5 mph top speed, and a range of about 12 miles. When it goes on sale later this month, the MSRP is $449. Canyon Cycles has just introduced their premium new electric gravel bike, the Canyon Grail On. The Canyon Grail On features enough high-end components to draw the gaze of even the staunchest of non-electric cyclists. It has carbon fiber frame and weighs as little as 35 pounds in its lightest form. The bike features a Bosch Performance Line CX Gen 4 motor and a 500-watt-hour in-frame battery, which Canyon claims will provide up to 80 miles of range. The Canyon Grail On starts at $5,799. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.